This is a free Off the Ball podcast. For access to the best football analysis from the likes of Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Owen Doyle, Keith Tracy, Henry Winter and lots more, become an Off the Ball member today.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The LOI Wrap-Up.
Catch live and exclusive commentary of the League of Ireland Men's Premier Division.
All season on Off the Ball.
Along to a special FAI Cup third round edition of the LOI Wrap-Up. I'm Ross Flanagan. On today's episode, Premier Division sides come out on top, a mixed week in Europe and a big weekend in the FAI Cup. But first, there was just three matches in the third round last night, as Derry City scraped by UCD in a tightly contested tie at the Bowl. Michael Duffy opened the scoring early on with a superb free kick, but the First Division side fought back and equalised through Lewis Dignan. It wasn't until midway through the second half when the Candy Stripes got the winner through Tyler Smith. Waterford, meanwhile, had a similar experience as they welcomed Athlone Town to the RC. Padraig Amon got the first goal for the Blues inside 20 minutes, while young Killian Tollett got the equaliser for Athlone later in the first half, giving hope to the First Division side under new manager Sean O'Connor. Waterford, however, progressed to the quarterfinals and Bernardo Peyoto-Kudo got the winner midway through the second half. Beat's Odrin Johnson spoke to Waterford manager Graeme Coughlan following the win.
Yeah, look, the result is all that matters in cup football. Yeah, and we've been long enough in the game to know banana skins, tough opponents, you know, cup football. I didn't like the feel of us this week in training. I didn't like the feel around the place. There's people thinking we've cracked it. There's people thinking we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Well, I just felt tonight was a little bit of an eye-opener. Tonight was a little bit of a reality check. We're by no means where we need to be, or we're by no means where we want to be. We need to be better. We need to be more clinical, we need to be ruthless, and I just felt there was something missing about us tonight, and I didn't quite like us, but at the end of the day, you're going to call me a grumpy old man, just put a smile on my face, we're in the next round of the cup. I get all that, I understand all that, but we need to be better. We have to do what we're scripted to do, we have to do what we're trained to do. We cannot go off script and start playing our own game and doing our own things on the pitch, and I just felt there was too many that had done that tonight, and that causes a lot of problems. Now, having said that, in the first half they had one shot on goal, and they got a goal from it, which was really, really sloppy. So that doesn't happen to us too often, and for us to happen to us tonight, I was really annoyed with it, to be honest. But look, I'm going to be probably nitpicking. Yes, I get that, I understand that, but I want and I demand better.
At Eamon Deasy Park, it took penalties for Galway United to avoid a potential cup upset at the hands of Bray Wanderers. Late goals from Bray's Tyreek Sammy and Galway's David Hurley sent the match to extra time and later penalties, with Dylan Connolly scoring the winning spot kick for the tribesmen. In today's fixtures, Cork non-league side College Corinthians welcome Drogheda United at 4 o'clock. Drogheda manager Kevin Doherty knows how important this tie is, as he spoke to club media yesterday.
We've gone and looked at probably one of the names people that will remember with Harvey Skeeters that played with Cork, because he played with Cork against us and would have been involved. Now they've some, honestly, they've some really, really good goalkeeper. Their goalkeeper was excellent in the game that we saw. Distribution really good, two centre halves, really, really experienced, some really good players. I could go through their whole team. I do think, as I said, that we're going to have to be really, really at our best to go and make sure we get the job done and try and get into the quarter final. But it's not going to be easy, which is why, as I said, we did as much. The preparation is the same as it was for the Lucan game, it's the same as it was for the Shamrock Rover game. We got much information, we wouldn't just leave it to chance and say, oh, we'll go down and see. Because even with the change of time and the day and all that type, you have to make sure we're prepared. But no, we're very much prepared for it, and so we're really looking forward to it.
At 5 o'clock, Dundalk welcome Mayo side Castlebar Celtic to Oriel Park, and at 7:45, Sligo Rovers host Kerry. Recently, Portland manager Darren Purse talked about the importance of the cup for the Bitter Red as he spoke to club media yesterday.
I think they're all big occasions now. Between now and the end of the season, every game we play is going to be a huge one. So there's no sort of beating around the bush with it. They're massive, massive games, and Saturday in the cup is no different. I want to have a really good cup run if we can. So we'll be going all out to see if we can go and get a really good victory. To put us into the next round.
On Wednesday's LOI pod, Garrett McLean and Owen Heary spoke about Sligo's turbulent form.
Garrett, is the North West Derby over?
Yeah, it's just such a shame. I mean, you look at the where Finn Harps are at the minute in the First Division, you look at Sligo at bottom of the Premier Division. It's not what we need in the North West. We need competition. We need teams. We need derbies. We need big crowds. proper support. It's not looking good for them. I can't see them. I can't see them getting out of it. And they looked toothless as well in the last match. They didn't even look like creating chances. They didn't look like scoring. But if it hadn't been for Gareth McElroy with his display, it could have been much, much worse. So it's not looking good.
Yeah, and the conceding goals in 95th minute, 94th minute, which is, as you know, if you're down the bottom, that's the
has to be a challenge for the manager coming in who doesn't know the league. So he's every week is a new challenge, and he's ultimately the decision maker, and he just doesn't know the teams well enough at the moment. All the video analysis you can do, you're just chasing
the tail. Compared, you know, and like I said about Waterford, the 4-0 win against them turned Waterford's season around. It's done the opposite for Sligo. Once they got beaten 4-0 by a team that was below them, that sort of has killed them. So,
tomorrow there are two more games, both taking place in Dublin. As at 2 o'clock, it's a South Dublin derby as St Patrick's Athletic take on Shamrock Rovers in a blockbuster third round tie in Richmond Park. Saints captain Joe Rebin spoke to club media yesterday about the differences in preparation for the game.
A different feeling. I think there's a little bit of a hype around the game, obviously with it being a cup game and such a big Dublin derby. So there is a different feeling, but you have to prepare for it the right way, in a similar way, and know how we can play when we prepare.
Finally, at 7 o'clock, Dalymount Park hosts what could be one of its last cup matches as Bohemians take on Longford Town. Today, we have a full slate of fixtures in the Women's Premier Division as Cork City hosts DLR Waves, and Galway United travel to the ORC to play Waterford, hoping to keep up in the title race. Both matches kick off at 3 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, Peamount United face off against Shamrock Rovers. At 6 o'clock, Wexford play host to Treaty United, and league leaders Athlone Town play Sligo Rovers. Finally, at 7:35, it's yet another renewal of the North Dublin rivalry as Dalymount Park plays host at Bohemians versus Shelburne. There's also two midweek fixtures, with Shelburne hosting Wexford on Tuesday night and Athlone Town travelling to Dublin to play Peamount United on Wednesday night. Both matches kick off at 7:45 on their respective days. It was a busy week for the Premier Division teams in Europe, with mixed results. Shamrock Rovers saw potential Europa League play slip away in Albania as they lost 5-1 away to Agnesia on Thursday night. The South Dublin side had a 3-1 advantage from the first leg, which vanished within 20 minutes. Speaking to club media, Stephen Bradley summed up the night.
Yeah, we were awful. We let ourselves down tonight. We let, as a group, we let ourselves down. We've let the fans down, the club down tonight. Not very often you can say that about this group of players, but we have tonight, all of us, as a group. And, it's a million miles away from the standards we set ourselves, and when you do that at any level, but especially European level away from home, you don't stay in games and you get beaten, and that's what happened.
The Hoops now drop down to the Conference League playoff round, where they will take on Kups of Finland. A tie win will mean they will play Conference League phase football for the fourth consecutive year. Meanwhile, in Denmark, Bohemians bailed out of European football gracefully as they narrowly lost to Midtjylland 3-2. Going away to a Danish powerhouse was always going to be tough, with the North Dublin side out of the tie by the time the second half kicked off. However, goals from Zane Myers and Dale Rooney gave the supporters something to celebrate as they finished up their European campaign for the year. Manager Alan Reynolds spoke to Rich McCormack for Bowes Club Media as he lamented the missed opportunities and refereeing decisions in the game.
I think fine margins. You look at some of the decisions there. Really disappointed that the Pat Hickey's goal isn't given. I think it's a big moment for us. You know, we're 1-0 up, and I know there's an offside, which is tight, but any big decisions, they should have a lad sent off. I thought the officials were poor.
That particular instance involving Pat Hickey with the goal from the corner, have you seen replays of that? Because the box, I've seen them, and it's very hard to see where the foul actually was adjudicated to be given.
Yeah, look, I spoke to the referee about it, and he's obviously going to defend it, but come on now, like, it's a goal, and I don't care what he says, it's just one that he's got wrong.
Finally, Shelburne had their glamour tie at Tolka Park, the biggest fixture at the ground since Hadrick Split came to town in 2004, with 4,400 fans packed out in the historic ground. The Reds commanded themselves well, earning a 2-2 draw against Ajax of Amsterdam, with chances that could have seen a famous win in the club's history. Ben Sines spoke to goal scorer Evan Caffrey following full time as he spoke about the European heritage in his family.
But for you personally, like, I know you have royalty in your blood in this club and your grandfather captaining the club against Barcelona. For you to put your own name in the history book scoring against a European giant in Ajax, it must be so, so special.
Yeah, it was special, and to be fair, I was thinking about him today. Obviously he's not here, but he would have loved him to be here today, and I was just trying to get that extra bit of motivation. Today I was looking at old pictures of him, obviously in Barcelona with the pennant and stuff, so yeah, it was just nice to be a part of Shelburne's history now in Europe as well.
Ben also spoke to manager John Russell.
Yeah, look, we had a game plan last week to try and stay in the tie, which we did. We'd order luck at times over there. We had to rely on Eddie Beach. But tonight, tighter ground, home game. You know, Ajax coming over here, it's different when you're playing a 55,000-seater stadium to, what, four and a half that was here tonight. But it allowed us to get closer to people. We obviously changed shape a little bit. We got two up top, which gave us more of an outlet. And tonight, small margins, first half, we get ourselves in front. Maybe the game is slightly different. We can't ask any more of the group, the subs that came on. They gave us absolutely everything.
Shelburne now have 2 weeks off, with no more Cup or European action for the side, allowing for a much-needed break from play in a turbulent season for the Reds. Next week in the Premier Division, Bohemians welcome Derry City to Dalyman Park, St Patrick's Athletic travel north to play Drogheda United, Dundalk play host to Galway United. Those three matches kick off at 7:45, and at 8 o'clock, Sligo Rovers host Waterford in a massive game at the bottom of the table. In the First Division, Finn Harps play Cove Ramblers at Finn Park, Kerry welcome UCD to Mountauk Park, Treaty United face off against leaders Cork City in a Munster derby, and Ferry Carrick Park plays host to the meeting between Wexford and Athlone Town. All matches kick off at 7:45. Finally, Longford Town play Bray Wanderers on Saturday at 7:30. That is all we have time for on this week's edition of the LOI Wrap-Up. I'm Ross Flanagan. You can get more in-depth analysis, reaction and news from across the League of Ireland on Off The Ball, including the LOI pod on Wednesday with Stephen Dole, Vinnie Perth and Garrett McGlynn, LOI Late Night, which is returning next week with Ben Symes, Shane Keegan and you, the fans, our live commentary next Friday, as well as our Irish football focus segments across Off The Ball and OTB Breakfast. I'll be back next week. Take care.
The LOI Wrap-Up.
Catch live and exclusive commentary of the League of Ireland Men's Premier Division.
All season on Off The Ball.
This is a free Off The Ball podcast. For access to the best football analysis from the likes of Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Owen Doyle, Keith Tracy, Henry Winter and lots more, become an Off The Ball member today.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.